The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. This is the Talk of Our Times. The Talk of Our Times. Let's talk, everybody. Broadcasting from Chicago. This is the Talk of Our Times. The Talk of Our Times. Let's talk, everybody.
All right. On air.
Thank you for tuning in to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. This is Saturday night, and it's a beautiful Saturday night. Besides, it's cold. Snowing and raining, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be alive. I'm glad you guys can be with me. I'm glad you guys can podcast, download the show, listen to the show on the internet, because it's a radio internet show. And this is George Wilder Jr. I don't believe I have any guests today, but there's someone could surprise me. Okay? So we'll stay tuned for that, but someone could always surprise me, you know, because I apologize for those who was looking for my guest yesterday that somehow didn't show up. But I guess those things happen. Those things happen. So we are here today, and we're going to stay here until the duration of the show, guest or no guest. I will be your guest. Okay. All right, let's get started. You know, it has really been a snow day in Chicago. I mean, I always start the show off talking about the weather, but this is something. I mean, we had snow, snow, rain, sleet, cold, you name it. All the elements of winter. But basically, it's still fall, but it's November. And it is something to be expected, but I personally will never ever get used to the cold. You know, I just don't like it. I never liked it. You know, it comes with too many problems. I hear people say all the time, "Oh, I love the cold. I mean, I love the snow. It's nice. It's beautiful." Yeah, you'll love the snow until you have an accident, a wreck. You'll love it till then, until you have to shovel it off your driveway, off your steps, off the sidewalk. And now in Chicago, I mean, you will be fine if you don't shovel your snow out from your house, your steps, your business, whatever. If you don't shovel the snow, you know, you're going to be fine. So, I mean, there's plenty of reasons to hate the snow. Now, I don't hate the snow. I only hate the snow to the fact where it interrupts me from, you know, doing my everyday things I have to do. But looking at it, standing back and looking at it and just taking it all in, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But in Chicago, we've had blowing snow, drifting snow, and we've had this since last night. From by all reports, we've had 16 inches of snow, which causes dangerous driving, like I just mentioned. You know, and I've heard some motorists say that they hate it. Of course. I mean, you know, you're going to have accidents. You buy a brand new car, you slip on, you sliding in snow, you run into a light pole, you know, you're going to blame the snow. But there's, in some areas, it's really, really cold as I speak. However, the snow has ended, and some places by it ending, the weather is dropping. So we're talking around 0 degrees tonight and tomorrow, you know, so, you know, it's really rough. And I want to say to those out there who are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, driving around in your car, be careful. Be careful, because the accidents are overwhelming, especially outside of Chicago in the suburbs. You know, and I'm pretty sure that's happening all over the United States and everywhere there is snowstorms, you know, bad weather. And it's about time for it. I mean, we've had it. We've summer's been good, but now now we are getting this bad weather, and we have to hunker down and do the right things and dress for it. You know, be careful. You know, it's out there. It's rough. If you're going to be shoveling snow, make sure it's not the heart attack snow. I always say, people, if you're going to shovel snow, make sure you're in some sort of shape. You know, do not get out there and shovel snow if you've been laying on the couch all week, you're pot-bellied, and you don't exercise. You get out there and try to shovel snow, then you're going to kill yourself, literally. Be in some sort of shape before you get out there. Make sure that you know that you can do this. And getting in shape is not that rough. You don't have to join a gym or a fitness club. Getting in shape is just maybe 30 minutes of walking each day. Just, you know, don't go out there. If you're 60 years old, 70 years old, you're out of shape, you know, and you do not exercise, you better hire some young kid to do it. You know, so this is why I say be careful out there. And a lot of you seniors out there, if you don't have heat in your homes, you know what you can do. Call the city. They want to hear from you, because they want to find the landlords who are not cutting on the heat and giving you the heat. The city, they're going to do anything for money, you know. So they would love to hear you call and say that you do not have any heat in your home or your apartment or your condo or whatever. They love it, you know, because they're going to profit from it. All right, this is the George Wilder. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Whether I will have a guest on the show today or not, I don't know, because I could, you know, some guy could call in and say, George, I missed you yesterday. I'm sorry about that. You know, a lot of times the guests that I book on the show, they get the time zones mixed up, you know, because if they're calling from Florida, it's a different time zone than what is in Chicago. And I try to tell them that when I'm talking to them and beforehand, before they come on the show, that this is a different time zone from what they have in their state. And some people just can't get next to the time zones. And some people might call into the show thinking they're calling into the show at a presented time, and they're calling into the show after the show is over. Or they're calling into the show before the show has started, because they're getting their time zones mixed up. And that's I'm thinking that's a lot of reasons to why some of the guests missed their opportunity to be on the George Wilder Jr. Show, because they can't figure out the time zones. Okay? Because if you're living in Kansas, you know, I might not be on the air there. I'm on the air at 6 o'clock here, but in Kansas it might be 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Okay, in Florida it might be, you know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. But I'm actually in Chicago, I'm on at 6. So I'm pretty sure this can be the problem. You know, but I always state when I'm talking to the guest or I'm booking a guest, the first thing I tell them about is the time zone. I'm in Central Time Zone, Central Standard Time Zone, CD time, Chicago time. It's easy to figure out. If a lot of guests do not know about the time zone, just go to Google or some search engine and find out about it. And so they won't call into the show when the show is over or call into the show before the show starts, and they never actually on the show. Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened to Will Strayhorn. Because I wanted to talk to the guy because he's talking about how fast listeners was waiting for that, but I'm pretty sure he probably got hung up in the time zones, and like so many guests have, and I'm thinking that's the reason why too. Some guests, I've had other guests not appear on the show because of the time zones, you know, because this is a call-in talk show, okay? This is a call-in talk show, especially when the guests are from another state, okay? So I hope listeners and guests who are listening to the show realize that, you know, the time zones, okay? This is Central Time Zone. You know, so I mean, even I, the host of the show, when I first started doing the show, I mean, I was screwing up the time zones also. But it's something that we learn. We never stop learning every day. No matter how old you are, you learn something new all the time, and we're always being educated on this or that. I mean, I have people calling to the show talking about things I know nothing about, but they're schooling me. But still, a conversation will be had. All right, this is George Walter Jr. of the George Walter Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Thanks, you everybody, for being with me. Thank you for dealing with me. And I realize this is internet radio and this is Blog Talk Radio, and I've got a lot of competition out there. Okay. All right. Okay. As we are still under a terrorist threat, I mean, I'm hearing now that Brussels is under a terrorist threat. And Paris is still in a state of emergency. Also Brussels in a state of emergency because the terrorists are still lurking about. I think the terrorists are threatening America. They're threatening Paris. They're threatening Italy. These guys, and this is jihadist. Okay, now we got another group of terrorists. Jihadists threatening Brussels. We got another group. I guess this is I guess there's going to be an Al-Qaeda terrorist somewhere from the Middle East. And you know what? Most Americans are not knowledgeable of the Middle East. I don't know that much about the Middle East myself. But we better educate ourselves on the Middle East because these terrorists are coming over here. They want to dominate the world. They want to dominate the world. They're not thinking about one country, their country, or any other country. They want the world. And I don't know what's wrong with these assholes because they do not have a military, actual army. It's just a group of ragtag guys carrying AK-47s in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq, and a lot of those other small countries in the Middle East and in Africa. Okay, and a lot of Americans do not have the knowledge of the Middle East. Ben Carson doesn't have the knowledge of the Middle East. Donald Trump. They will admit that they don't know. And these guys are supposed to be running for president. But you know what? I am trying. I'm not going to say I'm going to do the best I can to learn as much as I can about the Middle East simply because of the terrorists. Most of the terrorists are coming from the Middle East. And I'm not trying to say that all Muslims are guilty. But we have to put this on the Muslim. We have to say it's a Muslim thing. You know, just like, you know, most blacks are killed by blacks. You don't want to say African-Americans killing blacks, but you got to be, you got to be real. You got to be truthful. And you don't want to say that all Muslims are awful. Of course not. All blacks are awful. No. But when it comes to crime, it's black-on-black crime. When it comes to terrorism, it's a Muslim. And I do think we should educate ourselves. Who is ISIS? What is ISIS? Who is jihadist? What is a jihadist? Who was Saddam Hussein? We have to educate ourselves on this thing. Because I have, like I said, I've watched a couple of videos on PBS. And I've said this in about two or three other shows back, that I've learned a lot just by watching these videos, these short documentaries and current short documentaries of how ISIS recruits personnel in Afghanistan, Iraq. Well, we know how they recruit personnel, people in United States and other countries, but we don't know too much about how they recruit personnel in their own countries. And my thing is, it's happening. It's happening. And by watching that video, that short documentary, I learned a lot. I learned that these guys are putting guns in the hands of 3-year-old and telling them to pull the trigger. This was graphic. This was in your face. And I was shocked. I was appalled. Teaching these 11, 12-year-old children, Muslim kids, to put on a suicide vest and to kill themselves and to kill everybody around. I just couldn't fathom that. But as I was watching this documentary, and it was true to fact, it was graphic, it was there, and I told myself when I was watching that video, that documentary, that I need to learn more about these Muslims, these terrorists, these Middle Eastern countries, because these guys, they want you to pay attention to them. They want you to pay, hey, we're ISIS, we're badasses. ISIS, these crooks are nothing but murderers and thugs. That's all they are. And every time I see a video of these guys threatening America or threatening some other country, you know, I just want to laugh. I said, look at these, you know, but you can't laugh. You can't brush these guys off because it's serious. They recruit people from all over the world to be a part of their murdering regime. They are telling people in the United States, hey, go get a knife, go get a gun, go get a stick, kill somebody around you. Do it in the name of our God. And they're asking people at some of these mosques that Donald Trump and Ben Carson want to shut down. I mean, they feel that some of the mosques are recruiting some of these people. There's a mosque right in my neighborhood. You know, I never went there. I never been there, but we've passed it quite a few times. ISIS is right here. They're here. They're here in the United States. They are just, I've said this many times, they are waiting to pounce. And we must learn more about these thugs so we can have a better chance at dealing with them and trying to figure out what they are about. But however, we know what these thugs are about. They're about wreaking mayhem around the world. They're about being noticed and being reckoned with. And all they do is just shoot and kill, murder, terrorize, that's it. And as I speak, France and Russia are bombing ISIS and their strongholds in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria. They're bombing the hell out of these people. But the Republicans in Congress saying, hey, wow, the bombs are not doing much. We need people on the ground. We need boots on the ground. I think the bombs are taking them out. I really do. I mean, especially if the airstrikes are dead on the mark. Dead on the mark. But as many as ISIS criminals and terrorists die, the more of them are produced. I believe that. And I do think that we have to educate ourselves on this, on the Middle East. You know, we've got presidential candidates that don't know anything about it. They're just mouthing off. You know, they're not giving any specifics, just mouthing off. And if they mouth off too much, they wind up taking back what they're saying, or they're saying that we're taking what they say out of context. Okay, GOP rivals are knocking Donald Trump for endorsing Muslims database. He wants to keep track of every Muslim in the United States. When every Muslim in the United States is not a danger to the United States. But he's saying that ISIS, I know what he's saying. He's saying that ISIS is probably going to radicalize some of these guys over here in the United States, and they're going to take out some Americans. I know what he's saying. But however, I don't agree with him. I don't think that's going to happen. We've had Muslim in the United States for decades. And we've had nothing like Paris. We've had nothing like Brussels and some of the other places where terrorism, some of the other countries where terrorism has reigned by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and jihadists. And all of these groups of thugs, criminals, and murderers doing this in the name of Allah, some God. And a lot of us, we're not buying that. That's crazy. Man, they are something else. I'm on Huffington Post right here, and I'm looking at these thugs and their videos and their guns on their backs and shoulders in front of them, threatening the United States, threatening New York, threatening Paris again. They're all up in Brussels. So, you know, I mean, we just got to take these guys out. It should be all about ISIS. I think a lot of the countries around the world should join forces, become allies, get together and just bomb these guys back to hell to where they came from. It's a damn shame. And they're radicalizing children, small children. They're recruiting children in Afghanistan, babies. They line them up and give every one of them a gun and say, it's unloaded, but they're training these kids to shoot. They're training them to run, shoot, and duck and take cover. They're training them to put on explosive vests to blow themselves up and hopefully blow a lot of other infidels up around them. You know, this is crazy. I don't know what's happening to the world, but it's not good. It is not good. So I would suggest to anybody, go watch that video that I'm talking about where the training, where these guys, these thugs, these Muslims, these ISIS guys, in your face, training small children. I mean, babies, toddlers. I think they're doing it on up to maybe 15 years old, 16 years old, on up, but still they're children. They haven't lived their life. Teaching the babies and the children before they've grown up to know anything to hate America, to hate the world, and to kill, shoot, run, duck, dodge, cover. It's crazy. It's loony. I mean, we can sit here in our studios and our homes and our apartments and our You know, but we really do have to educate ourselves on this. Let us learn about this so we can fully react to it in a positive way and help take these ISIS people out. We're all in war with these people, every one of us. We are in war with ISIS because there's nothing but thugs and murderers and just bad people terrorizing the world. And they like it. They love it. And they're scary and they're real and they're nothing to with, to play around with, because they're here and they're radicalizing people. They're recruiting people from Afghanistan to America, to Europe, to Africa, all around the world. They are recruiting people and they're doing it through social networking. So we got some people working for us, some hackers. At least, they're hacking in a positive way by trying to disrupt the terrorist network. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be back in a minute. I'm going to take a break right here. Stay with me, everybody. All righty. Thank you so much. All right. Friends and fans, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. You know, it costs a lot to keep this show airing. It takes time, preparation, and dedication. And most of all, it takes revenue. If you would like to donate to keep this show on the air each and every day, just about, go to www.georgewildojr.com. That's www.georgewildojr.com to help keep this important show on the air. Donate for a good cause, the cause of this show, my show, your show. This is the talk of our times. Thank you very much. All right. I hope, I apologize for any cracking or breaking that you might hear in that audio, if you hear anything at all in that audio. Okay. We in Chicago, we're having a food drive for veterans. Over 1,000 vets. We're having a food drive. So if anybody out there wants to be a part of that, go to the Chicago Food Bank and donate for homeless veterans. It's a lot of them out there. And we want to do this. So there's a food drive in Chicago for homeless vets. Just if you want to do that, then research it. You know, it's on the internet. You can get all the information from the internet on how to get involved with that. All righty. Gasoline is below $2 a gallon. Can you believe that? I mean, this is like 10 years ago when I was filling up on less than $2 a gallon. You know, I mean, I mean, this is a windfall for motorists out there, at least in this city. I don't know what it is in your city, but I'm pretty sure it's not $4 a gallon anymore like it was, you know, a few years ago. And but you know what? Gasoline, I've seen it for $1.96 a gallon. I've seen it for $1.86 a gallon. That is really something. That is something to be seen. And it may just go even lower. So you have to, you know, take your hat off to Obama. It's happening under his watch. So he takes the full blame for it. I don't want to put it that way, but he's, you know, it's on his watch, you know, because if it was $5 in a gallon, he would sure take the blame for it. They'd be in his ass, you know. So, you know, but gasoline is low. I mean, it is lower than lower, you know, but politicians around here are trying to say that the gasoline is so low that people can pay a lot more in taxes for it. So they've raising the gas tax. See, if it's see if you're saving money in one area, take away from you in another. They know all about the low gas prices, and they're trying to say, "Hey, wow, the gases are so low, so maybe we should raise the gas tax." You know, and that's all they think about in this town, in Chicago: taxes, taxes, taxes. A rounder raised taxes. Rahm Emanuel's raised taxes, property taxes, out of this damn world. And if you're a renter, you're not paying property taxes, your head is in the sand because your property taxes is included in your rent. So it's atrocious, you know, but the gas is going down and that feels good. But you're going to get hit in other places. The high taxes, high food prices, rental, mortgages. If they're not fixed, you're in trouble, especially if you're living in the city of Chicago. So, but that's a good thing. I like to hear that their gas prices are going down because, you know, this coming Thanksgiving, a lot of people are going to be going traveling to visit their, you know, loved ones. And it's going to be a little easier. You know, it's going to be a lot easier. And then there are some people who live in Chicago who own cars will just go to the suburbs and get their gas just for the hell of it, because it's a lot lower in the suburbs than it is in the city of Chicago. So that's a win-win, you know, kind of a situation. All right, let's move on along. Okay, people are marching to stop gang wars. You know, stop the gang carnage in the city of Chicago. So they're marching. They've been marching for a long time, and these guys still shooting each other, still shooting kids, gunning down young women and 9-year-old children. You know, and these guys, people are marching to stop gang wars. In my estimation, I think the police should be in a situation to stop gang wars. I've said this a billion times on this show. It's the police responsibility to stop gang wars. It's the police responsibility to lock these guys up. It's the police responsibility to saturate those crime-ridden neighborhoods. You don't put cops 24/7 in some of those crime. What are you gonna expect? They're gonna shoot the place up. They're gonna shoot the damn place up. I've said several times that's the way to stop crime in Chicago, to saturate the neighborhood with crime-fighting individuals. Whether it's the police, the National Guard, the Army, you have to saturate that neighborhood. And like I said before, the police, they know where the gangbangers are. They know who the gangbangers are. They know where to find the gangbangers. But yet, they do nothing about it. They let these guys just wreak havoc, and then once somebody is dead, they're going after the gangbangers. When they should have, you know, done that in the first place. Because their job is to prevent. But they don't prevent anything. It's always after the fact with these guys. So we do want to stop violence in the city of Chicago, but we have to have a good, if not a great, police presence. This is what they get paid for. They get paid to serve and protect. I heard someone say the other day, the only people they're protecting are themselves. They're protecting themselves, and their buddy policemen are protecting them too. Police do not want to turn in other police. They're talking about a code on the streets. The police themselves have a code when it comes to turning in bad cops. Okay, because at some point in time, a video is going to be released of a police officer, a white police officer, putting 16 bullets into a teenager. A white police officer putting 16, shooting a teenager 16 times. Even after he was on the ground, the cop was still unloading bullets into this child. And the thing about it, this cop is still working. Police, they have a code of their own. This video is supposed to come out sometime before Thanksgiving. And the police department in Chicago, these guys are on alert. They're scared as hell that there's going to be a riot, something like Ferguson, because of the graphicness of this video that's going to be coming out, where everybody can see it. Although this happened a year or so ago, 2014, the video is just now coming out because a lot of people went to the judge and cited the Freedom of Information Act and made Rahm Emanuel release that video because of that. Well, he wouldn't have released it because they feel that releasing that pointed video is going to drive some Chicagoans, some people in Chicago, to riot. And I would say right now, do not riot. Do not tear up your communities. Do not tear up your city. Do not tear up your neighborhood. That's where you live. Do not ruin that. And somehow I got a feeling, I know there's going to be some marches after they see this video because it's graphic. It is totally graphic. a police officer, a white police officer, shooting a young black 16-year-old teenager 16 times. They say the reason why this cop said that he shot this guy 16 times, this teenager, because the teenager lunged at him with a knife. So he put 16 bullets into the guy. That's crazy. The only time you use brutal force like that is if someone is shooting at you. This guy was totally unarmed. He did not have a gun. And if this guy was lunging at him with a knife, why didn't he use his taser? A taser can just go as far as, you know, would have brought him down. Why not taser him? But yet this cop, we don't know this cop's name, but anyway, cop says that he didn't do anything wrong. I can tell you this. When that video comes out and the entire Chicago, the entire world see this cop shoot this baby, this 16-year-old teenager 16 times, they're going to want this guy fired. They are going to want this guy in prison for murder. Policemen, they do have a code. If there was no code, this guy would have been fired the moment he shot this young man 16 times, loading him full of bullets while he's on the ground. That's murder. That's total murder. So I'm thinking, matter of fact, I kind of know when this video comes out, and it's going to, when it come out, it's going to be all hell to break loose. And I'm not talking about it in terms of rioting or tearing shit up. I'm not talking about it in terms of that. I'm talking about it in terms of getting this cop out of the police department, getting him out of the police department where he, where he should have been, where they should have thrown him out a long time ago and probably in prison. And it's a shame that a lot of these cops, good cops, will not turn into bad cops. There's a code there, because to the police officers, the police is not the enemy. The gangbanger, bad guy out there, is the enemy. So they are against the enemy, not themselves. They're going to police the enemies, and the police will not police themselves. They even have an agency opposed to police to police. It doesn't do a good job. It doesn't do a good job. So when this video comes out, it's going to be something. And I'm going to tell everybody out there right now, do not riot. Do not tear up your community. Do not tear up this beautiful and wonderful city. Do not tear up the place where you live. Do not turn over cars. Do not set fires. Do not shoot back at the police. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Google. You can also find me on Amazon.com. Check out my writings, my books, my published material. All there. That stuff is all good. If you should check some of that stuff out, make sure you leave me a review of what you've read, what you've downloaded, and what you liked or what you didn't like. Check out my Amazon page. It's all there. All right, we're going to do something different here. All righty. Be right back, people. Yeah.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for downloading and archiving the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in, giving your input whenever you can do that. But you can call in 347-857-1762. But now a lot of people don't call. You just sit back and listen and enjoy the show. I enjoy your feedback. I enjoy you writing me and telling me, emailing me and all that kind of stuff in my inbox and email and all that kind of thing. Thanks a lot. All righty, here we go. The Bears play tomorrow. Yeah, this is Saturday. This is Saturday night. And I know a lot of people don't have time to listen on a Saturday night, but that's great. That's wonderful. But the show has got to grow. It's got to grow. All right, the Bears play tomorrow. They play Chicago Bears, okay? I'm in Chicago. Chicago Bears play tomorrow night and the Denver Broncos. I'm thinking they're in Soldier Field. If not, I could be wrong, okay? But anyway, they are playing the Denver Broncos. And the Denver Broncos are 7-2. Peyton Manning will not be the quarterback. The Bears are, I think they're 3-5 or something like that. Anyway, they've won their last two games. They're 3-5, okay? Whether they make the playoffs or not, that'll remain to be seen. But let me say this. Jay Cutler, the quarterback for the Bears, he's a pretty good quarterback. I would think he's an elite quarterback that just having a hard time at it. But Jay Cutler is a great quarterback, Chicago Bears quarterback. He's got a lot of flack. People been in his ass for interceptions and sacks over the years. But he is a good quarterback. I think if you give him a good offensive line, He can make things happen. And the national guys are giving the Bears a point over the Denver Broncos. In other words, the Bears are the favorite to win. They're favorite to win. Now, the Bears haven't been favorite to win nothing for a long, long, long time. So they are in a position, I think, to make it to the playoffs. I know I said earlier they probably would not, but they are in a position to make it to the playoffs. So we're going to be hunkering down tomorrow and watching the Bears on television because it's going to be too damn cold to be traveling out there to Soldier Field to be sitting in a cold-ass Soldier Field for 2 and 3 hours, freezing to death. You know, so we're going to hunker down at home and watch the Bears play the Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears play the Denver Broncos, where the Bears are actually favorite. The last two games that the Bears won, I mean, Jay Cutler, I mean, this guy's got a rifle arm. And the Denver Broncos being without their superstar quarterback Peyton Manning is going to be telling, you know. So I think that's one of the reasons why the Bears are considered the favorite, because Peyton Manning is out. Because last week, Peyton Manning threw 4 interceptions. Now, that's not Peyton Manning. Something's wrong, and they benched him. And I think he's injured some sort of way. And so they decide to go with a backup quarterback. And we're going to find out. Even myself, your radio host, I am pulling for the Bears over the Denver Broncos. Even though the Broncos have a better record, winning record than the Bears, they don't have Peyton Manning, and we have Jay Cutler. All right, let's move right along. It's still cold. It's still raining, but it's not snowing. And I want to say to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving. from the George Wilder Jr. Show. Happy Thanksgiving. And I would say to some people, do not just sit down at the table and feed yourself. Make sure that the homeless, make sure they are fed. They are eating too. So donate whatever you can, if you can, to feed the homeless. If not, you know, after you get done with your dinner, go out into a shelter or something and help actually feed the hungry. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do on Thanksgiving and the day before Thanksgiving. So if you guys out there can give to help homeless, people who are homeless through no fault of their own, they didn't ask to be out there. It's just a little bit of bad luck. I ought to know. And those of us who have a little, who can stand to part with a little, we should do that. We should do that. We should help other people. What are we put on this earth for if we cannot help other people, especially those people who are in dire need? I know there's a lot of people out there who are healthy enough to help themselves. I'm not talking about those folks. Yeah, I mean, if you're healthier than I am, younger than I am, more, you know, no, you don't need my help. You just need a job. But for those out there who as fortunate, we need to help those people. It's a good feeling. It's a great feeling when you're out there, when you're making a difference in someone else's lives and they appreciate it so much. That's a good, good feeling. So this Thanksgiving, even Christmas, do not forget the homeless. I don't care if they're a refugee or the neighbor next door or the guy out on the corner that's begging for money. If he's out there through no fault of his own, help these people. You know, help them out. Let them know that some of us have a heart. You know. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. All right. Let's move. We always got to move right along. Move right along. All righty. We still have no budget in Illinois. Let me say this first before I get on this. I have no guests on the show today. However, there's always a chance for someone to call in because I do think that some of the guests, like I said at the beginning of the show, just about, they get the time zones wrong. They get the time zone wrong. And that happens because sometimes it confuses me because each guest that I call, they have to call into the show, you know, because guest calls into the show. I'm pretty sure that happens with a lot of other radio talk show hosts where they have guests who are not on the guest, who are not on the show because they get confused with the time zone. Okay, but we're going to have a guest. I've got guests throughout December, and I got about one or two more during the month of November, you know. So, and these are great guests. These are wonderful guests. And I've talked to them. I've, you know, booked them, everything. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. And I love having guests on the show because it's just like a conversation. I love having a conversation. And especially with guests, people who are trying to teach me something, teach my audience something. Like I said before, we are never, ever too old to learn. You know, I mean, I have callers coming, calling to the show, teaching me something. Great, wonderful. And I feel if you're teaching me something, you're teaching my audience something. The people who listen to the show, people who download the show, the people who archive the show, the people who go out and share the show among their friends, the people who listen to the show online and gather their family around the internet or whatever to listen to the show, they know. They know. Okay, let's get to talking about this Illinois budget. As you know by the sound in my voice, I am still pissed. I mean, it's been 6 months that we have not, there's been no budget in the state of Illinois, and nobody is doing anything about it. Nobody's talking. They had a meeting set for the 19th to talk about it or just to waste some time. They canceled that. I mean, I'm talking about politicians canceled a meeting that they had, that they put together themselves on trying to pass a budget, get a budget in Illinois, and they canceled it. The politicians canceled it. These people are assholes. They should be voted out, but we have to deal with them unless we can get them out on corruption charges or something. Because I do think it's corruption. I mean, you're not doing your job. They're going around the state talking, shaking hands, grinning, and disagreeing with each other. They're not doing their job. The state is in a flux. The state and its credit rating. The credit rating for Illinois is in the toilet. The credit rating for Chicago is in the toilet. And these politicians are walking around like as if nothing's happening, as if nothing's going on. People are starving. People have lost their jobs. People are begging that they return daycare. 70,000 children have been thrown out in the street because these guys can't seem to come together on daycare. Some people say don't blame Rauner, blame Madigan. Madigan said something the other day. Madigan said, we all should be blamed. And he's right. Every last one of them should take the blame. However, Rauner takes most of the blame because he's the governor. And the governor takes most of the blame because he's the leader of the entire state. Not Madigan, Culloden. So if something's happening under his watch in this state, he takes the blame. He's not a leader. He's not doing his job. Okay. All right. This is George Wilder Jr. of George Wilder Jr. Show. Going to take a break right here. Let's see. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
I come to the Senate floor today to ask my Republican colleagues a question. Do you have any idea what year it is? Did you fall down, hit your head, and think you woke up in the 1950s or the 1890s? Should we call for a doctor? Because I simply cannot believe that in the year 2015, the United States Senate would be spending its time trying to defund women's health care centers. You know, on second thought, maybe I shouldn't be that surprised. The Republicans have had a plan for years to strip away women's rights to make choices over our own bodies. Just look at the recent facts. In 2013, Republicans threatened to shut down the government unless they could change the law to let employers deny women access to birth control. In March of this year, Republicans held up a non-controversial bipartisan bill to stop human trafficking. Why? Because they demanded new anti-abortion restrictions to cover private funding meant to help the victims of human trafficking. In June, House Republicans passed a budget eliminating funding for the Title X Family Planning Program, the only federal grant program that provides birth control, HIV tests, STD screening, and other preventive services for poor and uninsured people. Over the past few years, Republicans have voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 50 times, including the portions that require insurers to cover contraception. And let's be clear, it's not just Congress. Over the past 5 years, Republican state legislators have passed nearly 300 new restrictions on abortion access. This year alone, Republican state legislators have passed more than 50 new restrictions on women's access to legal health care. So, Madam President, let's be really clear about something. the Republican scheme to defund. I come to the Senate floor today to ask my.
All right, that was some of Elizabeth Warren talking about and defending Planned Parenthood, in which some of the Republicans, if not all the Republicans, they want to defund. But you know what? I don't hear anything currently coming out of the Republicans on Planned Parenthood. They're too busy trying to win the White House. But I do know that Planned Parenthood is probably at the forefront of their minds. They just don't like Planned Parenthood, period. It doesn't matter about the doctored videos or the lies on the videos that's been proven. They just don't like parenthood. They just don't give a damn, and they want to see it exempt. They want to see it over. They just want to see it not there anymore. All right. Let's talk once again about the video that's about to come out. I mean, you know, the police officers, the mayors, and just about everybody in this city, they're calling for calm. They're calling for calm as everyone anticipates and waits for this riveting video to come out where this police officer, white police officer, shoots unarmed, basically an unarmed teenager. He did not have a gun. And shot this person 16 times. Now, his excuse is that the guy was lunging at him with a knife. We'll find that out once the video comes out. But still in all, it's a knife and not a gun. And the officer, a lot of people arguing that the officer probably should have used his taser to take the guy out or called for backup. But anyway, this video is about to come out, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people, I think Reverend Jesse Jackson is already out there saying this guy should not be working. He should not still be having a job. And I agree. I don't think this, after somebody shoots someone, a police officer shoot a child, a 16-year-old boy, teenager, 16 times, he should not be working, especially when that child did not have a gun but a knife, in which a taser should have been used. And the thing about it, he shot this guy 16 times and was still putting more bullets into him as he was on the ground, which I'm thinking total 16 times. There's even a graphic from the autopsy from the medical examiner's office that shows the spot where each and every one of those 16 bullets hit this young man. So it's going to be something. It is going to be something, and it's a very graphic video from my understanding, from all the reporting that I've been listening to. It's a very graphic video, and I'm pretty sure some people aren't going to want to watch it or to watch it and with a distaste in their mouth or something to that effect. But it's going to be graphic. And I'm pretty sure it's going to piss a lot of people off. And I hope if they do get pissed off that they will not. And I plead with people out there, share this radio show, share the archives. I plead with people out there, do not screw up your community. Do not wreck your neighborhood. Do not damage and demolish your own community with destruction. Don't do that. Don't destroy your community. Do not destroy the city. This is going to be something. Even the police officer, he said that he's very afraid, and this guy has a family. I believe he has two kids, a wife and two kids. He is still working. And obviously, when that video comes out, a lot of people are going to ask the question, why is he still working? So that is something to be anticipated. Okay, once the video comes out, you know, I won't be back on the air next week. I'm going to take Thanksgiving off. I won't be on the air Thanksgiving, so and I probably won't be on the air. Maybe the Friday after Thanksgiving we can be on the air, or maybe just take Thursday and Friday off for Thanksgiving. That's a possibility. That's a possibility, but I'm pretty sure I will not be on the air Thanksgiving, you know, and possibly not on the air the day after Thanksgiving. We're going to take a Thanksgiving break. But if I'm not on the air the day after Thanksgiving, you can always archive the show. I've got plenty of shows, so you can archive. You can re-listen to some of those shows. They're great. They're wonderful. But Thanksgiving, I believe I'm going to be off Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving and call it a Thanksgiving break. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I love my job. I love what I do. I love my work, and I love that you listen and you archive and you download, and you just make my day so worth living, or worth having, if I can say it properly. All righty. I did a couple of shows in the last few weeks on elder abuse. I'm not going to really talk about elder abuse today, because you can always check out those shows and listen to those shows and probably learn something, because I sure did. But I discovered one thing about getting old, and I can assure that to myself. Boy, getting old is not fun. It is no fun. And it is not. It is just no fun. I had to stop and think for a second. It is not. It is not, because the first thing to go is your knees. and the pain. The pain is just some of the pain. It doesn't come all the time, but every now and then it'll come. And it doesn't matter how much pain aspirin you might take. It doesn't matter how much you exercise. Once you get a certain age, the pain is just there. It's just there. I mean, I've talked to people about this before, and it is there. I mean, it's a drag getting old, you know. It's a drag. I mean, you don't look the way you looked when you were 16 or 17 years old. It's a drag getting old, and that's a quote from someone. And it is. It is. I mean, it's something. Things just do not work anymore. But for me, you know, and for a lot of other people out there, you know, you may have pain in your knees, pain in your legs, pain in your back, but your brain is just as clear, and it just functions like if you were 20 years old. Your brain just stays functioning. And I would say to a lot of elderly people out there, I'm not elderly, okay, a lot of seniors and a lot of elderly people out there, if you want to keep your brain fresh, the best way to keeping your brain fresh, exercise. You have to exercise your brain. I mean, it'll stop you. It'll stop dementia. It'll curve Alzheimer's. And the way you exercise your brain, you don't have to, the way you exercise your brain is almost similar to the way you exercise your body. Exercising your brain is just playing video games. I'm not saying get out there and play violent games, but play games that make you think, play games with strategy, you know, checkers, chess, backgammon, or something like that. Or video games, but I'm not saying play violent ones. There's some video games out that are not violent, okay? There are some that are violent. And another way of keeping your brain and your mind fresh at any age, I think, is to read. Reading helps a hell of a lot. I think it's the greatest thing you can do to keep your mind active. You know, while the rest of your body is aching, your brain will be fit, totally fit. And it's true. It's true. I wouldn't say anything that I have not experienced myself. You know, I don't say anything that I haven't gone through myself, or I don't say anything that I haven't learned from others. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. We're going to take another break right here. I'm really going to have to get some more clips because I'm running out of clips, really. So this is me on the, what we got here. Okay, we got so many shootings. Okay. Oh, yeah, we've had quite a few shootings in this town. Violence in Chicago, thugs everywhere. But you know what? I think I'm going to be positive. I think that a lot of this stuff is just going to get better. We're going to get better. It's got to get better. It can't get any worse than what it is already. Maybe it could. Maybe it may not. But we have to do better. We have to do better. Be right back. Thank you.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. We're back, and it's still cold outside. It is still cold outside. I had to run and cut the heater up a little bit higher. You know, so it's pretty nippy out there. But like I said before, at the start of the show, it's winter. What can we say? We got to deal with it. I don't like it. I never liked it. But then as people say, why, George, why do you stay in Chicago? I say, well, I'm trying to decide that myself. Why am I here? Okay. Age. Does old age really start at? Does anybody know? Smart quiz question. What age does age really, my understanding that old age for Americans or just about anybody starts at 55. 55 years old, some people start calling you old. And 55, if you think about it, is not old at all. 60 is not old. 65 is not old. But apparently when you get past 65, some people consider you as elder. And that's not, you know, fathomable, not from my standpoint. You know, and some people say you're just as old as you feel. Some people say 55, you know, is the day. Because I do know that at 55, you are a senior, okay? you know, a lot of people who are 55 years old do not look like it. I mean, 55 is the new 45 or the new 40 or whatever. They don't look 55. Then you've got some people who are 55 years old look like they're 85. I guess it depends on how you take care of yourself and what you're doing to yourself. But I think, you know, I think that, you know, old age starts at, you know, 85. That's my thinking, okay? Old age starts at 85, especially when your brain is functioning. You know, you don't have Alzheimer's, your dementia is not going there. So my thinking is 85. Now, you may think differently. You may say old age starts at 65. No. But people can have problems. You can have dementia can start at the age of 54, 55. You can have dementia in your 40s. You can get Alzheimer's in your 40s. It just depends on the person and their, you know, biological makeup. All righty, let's move right along. The United States of Violence. So much violence in the United States, they're calling it the United States of Violence instead of the United States of America. And we have to do something about that. We really got to do something about that. Okay. All right. There was a fire today at the John Hancock Building on the Magnificent Mile. I don't know if the lighting festival had anything to do with it, but nobody was injured, and that's great. That's wonderful. But it was cold down there. The Magnificent Mile is located in the Loop in Chicago, right here where I'm broadcasting from. And it is great. It's beautiful. So hopefully nobody got hurt there, because we all prayed that nobody would get hurt or burned. No firefighters were injured that I know of from the report. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing when nobody's hurt, you know. So, all right, move right along here. 7:19. Okay, I want to say another thing about the releasing of that video. They feel, the police feel, and sometimes the mayor might be thinking or could be thinking, that other people from around Illinois may just come into the state, may just come into the city to make trouble. That has happened. That has happened in Ferguson. They feel that some people might come from the outside to make trouble on this this horrific video where this cop shoots this teenager 16 times. That could be happening right now. Some of these people might be here already just to make trouble, just to riot. But a lot of these people who riot and tear up their communities and tear up the neighborhoods and all this kind of thing, a lot of these people are thugs anyway. A lot of them are just thugs anyway. A lot of them just waiting for the chance to destroy something. They're waiting for the chance to shoot off a gun or to cause ruckus. A lot of them are just criminals anyway, rioting and tearing up stuff and just being a dumbass. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people around that are waiting for this video to come out so they can just start trouble, because that's what they are. They're trouble. And they should be in jail, locked up. And that's what I'm afraid of, too, that some people would come into the city and the state to start trouble, just to start tearing up stuff, you know, going to somebody else's city and tearing up their city instead of tearing up their own city. So that's one of the things the police department in Chicago is afraid of, that other people from other areas outside of Illinois are going to come in once that video hits the airwaves They're going to come in and start wreaking havoc on our city. And I don't think that should happen. I don't think that's going to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. There's no guests today. There's no phone calling today. Try tomorrow, folks. 347-857-1762. We're going to take a musical break right now. Check this out. You got it? Okay. All right, we're back on the air. That ended kind of quickly. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. trying to squeeze back into my chair, broadcasting on the Block Talk Radio. Sorry about that. However, let's see if we can do this. Let's see. It's 7:25 Chicago time, Central Standard Time on the radio. Okay, all right, let's go. This is kind of belated, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm also just now being told we know Hillary Clinton is in Iowa, cutting her vacation.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. And you can always hook me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm all over the place. And I'd be posting some really, really fantastic posts. So you guys should check that out. And don't forget my writings, published writings on Amazon.com. If you need a website, www.amazon.com/author/G Wilder. Check that stuff out. It's pretty good. Download it, listen to it, and bring your family in on all of that great, great material. All righty. Where are we now? Okay, we got about 3 minutes into the show. Let's see. Donald Trump will never be president of the United States. Ben Carson will never be president of the United States. Okay, and I think you guys out there agree with me. I'm thinking, my mind is telling me that a Democrat is going to get it. Maybe Hillary, possibility, Bernie Sanders. You know, we want adults in the White House. We want some adults in the White House. We don't want children. We don't want people who are going to start wars, be ridiculous. And I do think that Ben Carson, I think his poll numbers are falling because he just can't seem to grasp anything. He's a brain surgeon who is in need of a brain. Okay, that's a quote. All right. Okay, so like I said before, we are expecting this video to come out. And I'm hoping people be vigilant. Okay, I was just told I had 90 seconds left on the show, but I hope people are vigilant and do not do damage, do not hurt one another. And hopefully we can get through this, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be telling, it's going to be hard because the video is so graphic. It is totally graphic. By the time I'm on the show tomorrow, I'm pretty sure it won't be out. It will not be out, but we'll just have to deal with it and just hope and pray that nothing happens. No violence. No violence because of this. The only thing we want is that the guy who perpetrated this should be locked up. The police officer who did this should be locked up. That's the only thing that we are looking for at this moment. And this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm signing off right now. Thank you for being with me. I hope you join me tomorrow. Bye-bye.